Good morning.
Good morning.
I know that you have only 20 minutes, so maybe we can speak in English so that we don't have the need of a translation, which makes things very, very long. First of all, I want to welcome you here in the Foreign Affairs Committee, which is in a very beautiful room of the assembly. It was a previous library room, and then it was fixed for the Foreign Affairs Committee. First of all, I want to apologize to the president of the committee, who hasn't been able to be here. I think he's abroad because of the meeting of Foreign Affairs heads of committees in Europe. And I will also like to present my colleagues on the left side, the deputies from the Socialist Party, the coordinator, Mr. Renat Sampaio, Mrs. Ligia Isabel Gia, and Mrs. Maria João Rodrigues, and then here
Socialist Party 2,
and a member of Social Democrat, which is Liberal Party. And I hope you had a good day yesterday after your meeting here with the president of Jaime Gama, and I hope you have met all the people you wish to meet, I hope it was fruitful for you, this visit. On our side, I think that we have fixed the weather, so you had a very good sun. And of course, I am very glad, as Vice President of Foreign Affairs Committee, to welcome you here. And of course, I will give you the floor immediately.
Madam Chairman, we are also very glad to be here. I personally very glad because I have chaired the Foreign Affairs Committee in Norway, so I really feel I'm back. And actually, I have always been a member of the Foreign Affairs Committee in our Parliament, and I was in Parliament. So I know very well how important this committee is. Allow me to make a short presentation also of the members of the delegation. Karin S. Volseth, she is from the Progress Party in Norway, which is the party more to the right. Inge Ryan, he is from the Socialist Left Party, a party now in government with the Labour Party and the Centre Party, it's a three-party coalition. And then Peter Gitmark, he is from the Conservative Party, or what you call here the Social Democrats. In Norway, the Social Democrats is my party, the Labour Party, and Eva Skulstad, he is from the Labour Party, the ambassador, who you know, she's from non-party. Well, we are here to develop already very good contacts between our two parliaments and between Norway and Portugal. We are very glad to see that that relations have been very good in the past, from the time when we started to export codfish to you and we got wine from you, and particularly after the Carnation Revolution, when relations were revitalized. And we see a great potential for expanding cooperation in many fields, also with regard to trade and economy, Tourism is flourishing. 150,000 Norwegians are coming to Portugal each year. We see a potential with regard to developing renewable energy, where you are at the forefront, managing the fish resources, all kind of cooperation in the maritime sector. And we also put very much emphasis on having political dialogue with Portugal, being so important as you are in European politics. And I can say that as we are here in the Foreign Affairs Committee, I can say that we feel very close to you. We have the same approaches in many issues of the world. Portugal and Norway, we are situated at the coast of the Atlantic, therefore we are Atlantic-oriented. We want to have a very good close cooperation between the United States and Europe. At the same time, I feel that we have also the same approach regarding relations to Russia. As you know, we are neighboring to Russia. It's an important country for us, but it's also important for Europe to continue to integrate Russia in the all the European institutions. And this is one of the reasons, not the only, but this is the only reason why we believe that a Norwegian could make a difference now in the Council of Europe, because this controversy which has been on between Russia and several of the European institutions, we have to overcome. We have to, and we are, we feel that we have an experience and a background for doing something with that. So this is also one of our points on our agenda, as you know, to make you aware of our candidacy to the Council of Europe. But I mean, the most important thing is to develop contacts as broad as possible between our two parliaments, and also therefore contribute to expanding cooperation between our two countries. So we are very glad to be here.
Thank you. As you said, we have had always very, very good relations. I think that the name of Norway is very appreciated in Portugal, and we welcome your people when they come here as tourists or anything else. So I think that we have learned to appreciate each other. Of course, we are not such important in Europe, but of course we are very much Europeans. And we very much know the importance of the neighboring politics towards Russia, but also towards Mediterranean countries or even Turkey. And as Mr. Jamgama told you, if it was me, I would very much welcome you in the Council of Europe. And it was, I think, for many of us that discussed that, that we would like somebody like you to be there, and hopefully to modernize an institution that has not been as effective as it could, and of course in a difficult moment as today, where we have such a crisis, an economic and financial crisis, but this is also a trust crisis. We very much need to fancy our neighbors and to develop links that are strong enough to deal with these difficult times. So I thank you for your words, and maybe I'll give the floor to my colleagues if they want to welcome you too. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. First of all, I would like to welcome you and your delegation, and a special warm welcome to the ambassador of your country in Portugal. Our committee is the second one of the parliament. It comprises 19 members, and our party, as the major party, has the right to have 10 members. Seven of them are ladies. And they are the only ladies in this committee. Any of the other four political parties are represented with ladies. So, as you come from a country with a different culture, I'd like you to keep this in mind. Because Portugal is, I must tell you that this is an exception, but it is, and this is the committee I'm responsible for the coordination. We are together in a lot of issues. Religious tolerance, which is more religious tolerance, which is more and more important nowadays. For many years we have avoided to talk about this issue. We smile, we say that we respect the others, but religion is playing, unfortunately, very, very complicated, is becoming a very, very complicated issue nowadays in some parts of the world. And during my youth, we discussed a lot about the atomic bomb, about the other possible bombs, neutrons, etc. And nowadays, we have to be careful because we can have to face a more complicated religious war. Nowadays, the radicalism is unfortunately part of the political issues. We are together in the fight against terrorism. Normally, we say that Portugal is a peaceful country, but having the sea, having two borders, west and south, the sea, we have to take more and more, we have to be more and more careful because of that. We are also engaged in the fight against the traffic of human beings, and we can't forget that Portugal can be a temporary base on the way from South America towards Central Europe, and also in the fight against the traffic of drugs. And I come from a very small island from the Azores, so I know much more about this than I should and that I liked, because I know that where the maritime routes are. So I'm very glad that you talked about Russia, because Russia for us is not a taboo any longer. For our Minister of Foreign Affairs, Russia must be more and more part of the dialogue, and this means part of the solution and not part of the problem. So, as neighbors or as closer neighbors from Russia than we are, you will certainly understand that for Portugal, the Atlantic, the connections with Africa, with Brazil, and with the Mediterranean, I don't want to offend you, but of course are much more important than those other issues. But of course they are also part of our agenda. Once again, I want to express you a very warm welcome and wish you a very pleasant stay and a safe return home.
Vou falar em português. Okay. I'll speak in Portuguese, if you don't mind. Muito bem, meu nome e em nome do Partido Social Democrata gostaria de desejar-lhes boas-vindas, uma boa estada em Portugal e dizer que, enfim, para nós é um prazer que um país amigo com quem temos ótimas relações, que nos visitem e principalmente no momento em que o nosso país precisa incrementar o volume de negócios com o exterior, em função dos problemas que todos atravessamos, entendemos que o Reino da Noruega poderá e deverá ser um parceiro importante nesse incremento de negócios. Temos bastante sinergias e acredito que, se explorarmos essas sinergias, poderemos, obviamente, aumentar o nosso volume de negócios e aumentar o nosso relacionamento, apesar de já ser muito bom. Entendemos que a proximidade e o relacionamento que tem com a Rússia é também um fator muito importante para a aproximação com a Europa, um esforço que todos estamos empenhados, e acreditamos que também aí o Reino da Noruega pode ter um papel importantíssimo, como vem tendo, e que será cada dia mais importante. Fora isso, só desejar que aproveitem esse nosso inverno rigoroso que estamos tendo e desejar-lhes uma boa estada aqui em Portugal e que tenham um bom retorno quando for essa oportunidade. Muito obrigado.
Okay, so if you want to say something more, or somebody from your delegation.
Well, thank you very much for your kind words. You mentioned something very important, namely the problems which we are all facing with regard to narcotics, traffic with narcotics, and also human trafficking. And very often this is linked to crime in general, and also to terrorism, to failed states. I think this is one of the biggest challenges which we have. We talked, I asked your foreign minister about Guinea-Bissau yesterday, and it is probably an excellent example of a failed state that is more or less now a narcotic state. But I say this because it is affecting us. Because the narcotics are being sold on the streets across Europe. And we have also the problem from the other side, from Afghanistan and going via the Balkans, then to Europe. So this is a common problem which we have to face, and therefore we look upon Portugal as a very, very important country to help combating these things. You have experiences and contacts in Africa and Latin America, which are very important for all of us. Do you want to have Inge?
Maybe I can follow up you, Mr. President. You were talking a lot about trafficking of people and drugs, but what are you doing to stop it? Can you tell a little bit more what the Portuguese are doing to stop this traffic?
Regarding the narco traffic, we have more and more sophisticated control. In the south of Portugal, we have special agreements with Spain in order to control the south border. And there are also more sophisticated equipment. I mean, very powerful motorboats that can control the areas, not only in the north of Portugal, close to the coast of Galicia, but also in the mid of Portugal. And there are more and more interconnections with the other international polices. So this is an area where we must say that we are not happy with the improvements, but we are sure that we are doing according to our possibilities, we are doing what can be done. Regarding the traffic of human beings, we are also having a more efficient control. Although Portugal is, of course, a very important base on the way to Central Europe.
Unfortunately, this turned out to be a very short meeting. I would like to thank you once again and say that you can be glad that you have many women in the committee. I can say that in Norway, when all the women came into politics, it revitalized everything. Revitalized Norwegian politics. We had a prime minister, which is a good proof of that. And now the leader of the biggest, the second biggest party, the biggest party in opposition, has a lady as a chairman, and I think she has contributed to the same end. So when ladies are coming, then every society could be glad. So, thank you very much.